Tell me a little about the lost city of the Mosquito Coast.
Well, this is this city exists in a variety of legends that are pervasive in the area, and there's a variety of sort of types of legends or variations on this legend, and that's really what we are setting out to explore. Why this legend is so pervasive, what it means to different groups, and why it's captured the public imagination the way it has.
When would it have existed?
Well, one of the things about the legend is that it's not particularly specific. It's a legend about, well, depending on which version you look at, of some sort of lost civilization, sort of an El Dorado-type legend in some variations. And really, if it were to exist and it dated to the same time period as other archaeological sites in the area, probably about between 1,000 and 1,500 years ago. One of the important things to recognize is that we're not looking for the lost city. What we're doing is exploring the legend and what it means. I'm an archaeologist and have worked there for 20 years and recorded hundreds of archaeological sites in the area, including big archaeological sites, which many folks would claim to be the lost city. Almost everybody has their sort of favorite large archaeological site, which they think is the lost city. The interesting thing about the legend is that it's changed over time. For instance, in the 1930s and 40s, there was one particular site which a lot of people talked about as sort of the lost city. Now that there's a village on top of that site and it's no longer lost or remote, it's just moved on. The lost city is now located further up the river.
You're involved in a project. You've gotten a grant from the National Geographic Society, and you're doing some special photography down there?
Yeah, this is another sort of part to this, and we've gotten a grant from the National Geographic Society to do some 3D imaging, and there are thousands of 3D systems out there that people use for all kinds of applications. One of the problems for us working in these remote areas would be to find a system that you could use in those sorts of settings where, one, you might have to carry it in, two, you had to rely on battery power, and three, you had really no hope of recharging the battery. So we needed something that functioned a lot like a camera rather than a sort of a computer system. And so working with some engineers from the University of Kentucky, particularly Dr. Larry Hasbrook, we've developed a system that uses relatively low energy and does not require a computer, at least at the moment of acquiring the data. So we can go out in the field essentially with a camera and a projector and record the data we need and process it later when we have access to all the power we need.
And there's also a documentary being made of this?
Yeah, the documentary that we are starting will, I guess, showcase some of the 3D technology as well, but it's really about this lost city legend. This is something that everybody's talked about sort of informally for a long time in terms of archaeologists and anthropologists, but no one has sort of systematically explored it. I was in the area a couple of years ago with a writer, Christopher Stewart, from New York. A book is going to be published next year about the legend that he wrote and about the trip that we took together. And this is sort of a kind of another step in documenting this phenomena, which really, as an archaeologist working in this region, ends up being one of the things that comes up over and over and over again. And although I don't think a lost city exists, or certainly not sort of a singular lost city, there's lots of lost cities perhaps, it's still an important part of the public, the way the public relates to the past in this area.
All right, Professor Begley, thanks for joining us, and keep us posted on your discoveries.
Okay, well, thank you.